podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandula Kandepwe, also known as Aka. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, and this is going to be one of the shortest episodes I'm ever going to record. Because, surprisingly, I was talking for 10 minutes and I wasn't recording. Oh my goodness, maybe what I was thinking about wasn't supposed to be shared, because now I don't even know what I was thinking about. But overall, it's good to be here. It's good to have made it to the end. There's so much to be grateful for. There's so much we have learned from 2024. I have learned to be specific, and there's so much to anticipate for 2025. I wouldn't say it's my year, but I do think it's a year of a lot of good and change. My life has been about a lot of change, which is like, I cringe when it comes to change, but then also I have so much to be grateful for. So when I think about December and just the holidays, I just think about my family and how I grew up in Western Province, and this is just about that. This is just a short episode of me reflecting about the holidays, about my family, about a little bit about what happened in 2024 when it comes to me, but also there's so much to be grateful for. So when I look back to over the years when I had Christmas, just the holidays in Western Province, I look back to some of the activities I got to do with my grandparents. So mostly we did this all the time, but we had more to do in the farming season, which is December. And we were little farmers. My grandparents' yard is very big. I don't know how many hectares, but it's very big. And we used to farm. We were legit farmers. We'd wake up at 5, they would wake us up at 5 or 6, and we'd be singing Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Chris Brown, Usher, Pitbull, while we are planting maize, removing the weed, putting fertilizer, and have a good time. So that was such a spot. And that's the thing, right? I looked back and I'm like, we did have help. We did have people to do this. But I'm so grateful that they made us do that, because I feel like that's like one of my favorite memory with them, is just being a gardener. It's like, it's either you're watering the plants, you're farming, or you're watering the garden. Such a sport, right? I'm also grateful that my grandparents were big on Christmas, that we would have the decorations up, would have the dances on, would have such a party in December just to get ready for it and to anticipate it. I feel like my grandmother has kind of kept that going after my grandfather's death, but she's such a soul, she's such a sweet old lady, and I really love her for that. So the initial plan about my Christmas special, it was supposed to be a special, by the way, was to have my grandmother on it. But life happened and everything was just out of my control. I couldn't control it, and my recording is due. So I was just like, I'm gonna share my 2 cents about the holiday spirit. I don't even feel like I'm spirity, but yeah, the holiday spirit and just life and my experience. So we were fam guys. The Christmas decorations. We also did love road trips. The road trips necessarily didn't mean in December, but we kind of had mini road trips over the years. During the year, my grandfather, he'd liked visiting his family, or he'd liked visiting a new place to buy rice, fish. It was such an adventure. I think he was such an adventurous soul. I feel like I get it from you. Grandpa always loved trying out new stuff. I get a lot of stuff from my grandpa. He's the one that taught me, with no money, you have no control, so get your money right. I try to get my money right all the time. So he was such the lighthouse of the family, like somebody who was holding the waters. And I have to admit, my family, my uncles have done such a good job over the years. I'm holding the waters in the family. There can never be anybody like him. I have to admit. And I'm so grateful I got to experience him for 18 years. Like, I got to experience him fully. I always say to have been loved by my grandfather is knowing love. So I'm glad that I was loved by him and I loved him so much. So yeah, like, it was, we had that. One of my favorite memories is in December, the Mungu plains always start to have water, but then don't fully have water, so you can take a walk in the plains. And that's so beautiful. It's like, I know there's gonna be water in here by February, March, April, before we have the Kuomboka ceremony. But then I get to walk there when there's no water. And I'm just like, yeah. So that's like one of my favorite memories too. Like, it's, I miss home. I miss just getting up, out of the house with sleepers, sweatshirts, and a phone, and take a walk, take a hike. I loved how Mungu is a walk up a distance anywhere you go. So that's like one of my favorite things, I have to admit. So fast forward to 2024, I have so much to be grateful for. I, of course, I have a lot of doubt with how the year did turn out, but I have so much to be grateful. I'm grateful that I made it out alive. I'm grateful for my family, my parents, my grandma. They're such amazing people. I'm grateful that I got to experience my cousin before she died. I think that's like the hardest pill to swallow. She was my big sister, and losing somebody and thinking about them in the holidays, because you had traditions, you have memories. Knowing that I won't get to call her on New Year to just say Happy New Year and write a whole speech. I miss that. And one thing I actually miss is when I was growing up, we're so obsessed with calling each other during the holidays. Like, I was so obsessed with calling my cousin on New Year, on Christmas. I was so obsessed with that. But as an adult, I just feel like, oh, it's such an ordinary thing to do. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, it's okay. Like, it's a new year. It's okay. I don't have to do that. But yeah, I think that's like the hardest pill to swallow for 2024 is losing somebody you've known your whole life. Somebody that had such a bright future, and pretending like it didn't matter, or just living life like you're okay. It's been 8 months, and I live life like it's okay, she's gone, guys, we move on. And I've never moved on from my grandfather's death, but this was also very close to home. Because how do you move on from that? How do you move on from this person? You love this person, this was your person. And the holidays kind of amplify that for me, because I have so much to tell her, so much to laugh about. So yeah, I'm grateful that I got to experience her, and everybody I got to experience in 2024. I think that's what really matters. I'm grateful for my friends overall and just community and the support I have gotten. One of the favorite things I loved about this year was also starting the podcast. I'm grateful that I did start the podcast. I kind of feel like this should be a gratitude Christmas special. Yeah, I'm grateful, like, the guests have been amazing. I think about them, and nothing gets me excited more about talking about the podcast and just reflecting on the year. A lot has happened, but those are the things on top of my head. Yeah. So when you listen to this special, I hope it helps you reflect on your life. This is just me reflecting on 2024 and over the years. It's also me kind of aligning myself on how I'd like to spend my Christmas, preferably with my family. I'd like to spend it with my family, joke around everything. My family are a cool bunch to hang around. So I can't wait to see everybody, laugh with everybody, love everybody, and just also talk about us growing up, the memories, the laughters. So yeah, that's what I actually also look forward to. And also just cook the Christmas meal, guys. Like, I'm not big on cooking, but I enjoy cooking with my family because I don't have to try so hard. But there was such a cool bunch to cook with. So I'm also really grateful to just spend Christmas with my family, hopefully. And I look forward to 2025 with anticipation of a lot of change. I think that's been making me a little bit anxious. But yeah, a lot of change is coming. I anticipate, and it's good change. Every change is good. Change is the only constant we have in our life. So it's good change, and I can't wait to just sit through it, experience it, and move on. I have made a lot of choices this year. Hope I can, I can live with them, I guess. So I can't wait to be okay with what's about to happen in 2025. Yeah, so this is just me reflecting about my life and also just sharing my two cents about Christmas and just a little bit about my family. It's also just me being grateful that I made it alive in 2024. Such a big thing. A lot of people might understand what I mean, and if you don't, be grateful you don't. But overall, I hope you enjoy your holiday. I hope you had time to reflect, plan for the year, reflect on 2024, plan for 2025, enjoy good company, enjoy good drinks, be yourself, live a lot, laugh a lot, love. When it comes to love, Mwandi's death gave me a sense that, you know, when you call somebody and you tell them you miss them, you tell them you love them, I always used to do that with her, and she, like, one of her last messages to me was, I hope you know I love you. And 2024 has taught me to appreciate what I have in that moment. Tell people I love them. Call people. Love people fully. Live in the moment fully, because you, life can change in a glimpse of a second. So as you enjoy the last days of December, just tell people you love them, live fully, and know that life can change in a glimpse of a moment. With that being said, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas day with family and friends. I hope you enjoy the rest of the year. And I hope you sit with yourself and try to figure out and reflect on 2024 and 2025. With that being said, again, I'm so grateful for the support you've given the Diary 101 podcast. And we at Tonsi Management are grateful to have you as our family. And we love you. Merry Christmas.